you thought the only way to get a more defined jawline with natural looking results was through surgery, think again. Juvederm Volux XC is a non-surgical injectable gel filler that improves moderate to severe loss of jawline definition and can help you achieve natural looking results with little downtime. Even better, this improved definition lasts up to 1 year with optimal treatment, no maintenance required. Improve jawline definition for a smooth, sculpted look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
Who would win in a fight?
Oh, okay.
You?
Yeah.
Or Kirsten?
Are you ready?
Yep, let's go home.
Ooh, shit.
I have no idea what's going on.
Welcome back. No. Welcome for the first time.
Okay.
You know, we've been honest. With the audience.
Yeah.
We've been honest.
Yeah.
But it's bothered me. There was a problem from my perspective the last 25 episodes.
Okay.
The problem was I kept serving all the tea on my life.
Okay.
And a lot of tea to serve, still more to serve.
Sir, quite on set.
But what I noticed was that you hadn't been serving as much tea as I have.
I just don't think I have as many skeletons in the closet.
No. I believe that you don't think that you have as many skeletons in the closet. That's part of the reason why today's happening. I don't know what the episode's title is yet, but I've self-titled today's episode as Hot Seat.
Okay.
So welcome back to Wild Till 9. Welcome to the Hot Seat. And in case you're wondering, I'm not in the hot seat this week.
I'm fucking stressed.
You are.
Also, I have forced Jeremy to make this somewhat of a truth or drink so that I do have an out. It's like 2 p.m. on a Sunday, and I would rather not have to take a shot of tequila today at this moment, currently in present time.
I don't want you to take a single shot.
I mean, that's the goal. I mean, this Don Julio is not even open, and I would like to keep it that way. Shout out Alicia Marie for the merch PR package with the Don Julio.
Shout out Baby Mac 07.
Oh, close. Very close. So oh, cute. So close. She was Mac Baby 11.
Oh, fuck.
You're confusing it with Mac Barbie 07, which was Bethany Moda.
Right.
Yes.
Right.
Yes, and, yes, yes. Not to be confused.
Yeah. I did not mean to confuse
those. With Stila Babe 09. Continue.
So welcome back, everybody. I spent the last week thinking about a fun little activity that I could handle all by myself that didn't require Lauren's input or creative thought process. And most importantly, her firewall to her...
My secrets?
To her secrets, right.
Jeremy's been scheming the entire last like week and a half. I'd say last 10 days has been scheming. And like every moment of the day, every time he walks into the room, he'll be like, ooh, I can't wait. I can't wait. And it's been making me on edge. And I basically have the nervous poops because of this video.
She canceled recording yesterday.
Yeah.
Because of how nervous she is.
Yeah. Well, I was having a sad girl moment last night and I was like, this is not the vibe. This wouldn't have helped.
So here's what we did. So, everyone's heard of the truth of drinks and those are fun because fans get to submit questions and kind of like answer this thing that we've kind of heard a little bit about. And that's fun. That is a fun activity, but we've kind of already done that and everyone's already seen that. I thought to myself, how can we take that concept and just ratchet it up a level? And I realized, why don't I crowdsource questions from people that would ask a question that only someone who is actually close to Lauren and knew the dirt would know to ask.
I also am so intrigued by this because Jeremy has 20 questions and I think it's bold to say that I have 20 friends and I'm very confused. I'm like a little concerned if like he asks someone that I like secretly have a little bit of beef with. And I'm concerned.
Well, now that Lauren said that we have 20 questions, when you only hear 18 of them, which I went out of my way to find a way so that we could not have to take them out, you'll know that we had to omit some. So there, we start with 20 questions.
So that's a fun game for our listeners to see how many questions actually make it into the end of the
right,
pod.
Right, so real ones. Go ahead and count how many we had. And not only did she might not drink for one, or maybe she did drink for one, it didn't even make the cut.
Oh, they, you know it's bad. You know it's bad.
Yeah. I think you could, honestly, I think you're going to, and to be fair, I've overhyped this. I've made it scarier than it needs to be.
Oh, okay.
Because I want you to go, oh, okay. Like, that's embarrassing, but like not that embarrassing. Right.
When Jeremy has bad news of any kind, he'll warm you up with like the worst case scenario that is 10 times worse of what he's actually about to say to tee it up so that you're actually excited about his bad news.
There's two important things, remember. It's say their first name and say you got bad news. Lauren, I have bad news. No one thinks anything besides all of their family members are dead when someone says that.
Right.
Especially over text.
So sales 101, let's move on to hot seat. Ooh, also, I feel like this should be an ongoing segment for our like TBD guests that come on. We put them in the hot seat.
Absolutely.
I love this.
So
it's like Hot Ones, but without like the pain in your mouth, just like pain in your heart.
It's like Hot Ones, whatever brand wants us to sponsor us for the thing we'll make them do.
Right. Don Julio, we looking at you right now this episode.
Can we find something else? I mean, Don's fine, but he's too expensive.
Don's a little expensive.
It's out of reach.
Yeah, he is expensive.
Yeah, listen, I'd love to be there.
I'm truly Alicia sponsored this Don Julio bottle. Right. I would never go out of my way to buy it.
We're not crushing like Don Julio's on the
regular. No. This was a gift.
So I'm gonna admit, they start off softballs.
Okay.
And they get harder.
Okay, great. No. Warm me up. Yeah.
And I'll say this. If you're trying to have an internal battle yourself from not drinking more than three times and answering them all.
Yeah.
Do not have a shot left for the last question.
Jesus Christ. Okay. Oh,
so like all I'm saying is you've got two between 1 and 19.
Okay. And then 20.
Yeah.
Well, maybe there'll only be 19 questions and it was just too far that it didn't even make it in the video. And then I'd still
and
actually
then
have a shot
actually
left.
Broke up halfway through.
Right. Okay. Yeah.
So, the way it's going to work is I'm going to read the question. And the way it worked is the last, I texted people on Wednesday and Thursday and was like, hey, I need a favor. I want you to ask me a question that I'm going to ask Lauren that only you would know to ask her. And she has to, one, answer the question honestly, and then two, guess which one of her friends asked that question. And so I'm going to read the question. I'm going to hand you the note card.
Okay.
You're going to write down who you think it is.
Ooh, okay. Do I have a writing utensil?
I'll grab one.
Okay.
And at the end, you're going to double check and see if you disagree with any of them.
Ooh, and then I can rearrange my answers.
Exactly.
I just don't think I have 20 friends.
Well, you won after this. Okay, Lauren, you ready? Okay, any guesses for how many of these you're going to get correct?
Weren't they all about myself?
No. Oh, not the stories, the people.
Oh.
Set a goal for yourself.
Oh, God, I don't know, maybe 10. I have really, really bad memory. It's really bad.
I think you're going to do better. I think you're going to do 12.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, I love that goal for
myself.
There's
a couple of ones that are easy.
Okay.
You ready?
Yeah.
All right, question number one. And so some of these are very much like a yes or no, true or false, or some of them are like, talk about this.
Okay.
Kind of thing, okay?
Jesus Christ, I hate this. Okay. Woo, let's
All
go.
All right,
let's
question
go.
Number one, true or false?
Okay.
Layup, softball. Have you ever responded to someone you were doing business with in a professional setting with a be right back pooping?
Yeah, true.
Okay, who do you think would have asked that?
Is this Scott Fisher?
Right now. So Scott Fisher, your manager.
My manager, yeah, 100%. We've been working together for 7 years now.
A long time. And 7 years in digital Hollywood world
that's
is
forever. That's
75
like
five years.
Centuries. Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. So do you keep that?
I feel confident about this one.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
This one hits.
Okay.
This one hit. I probably should have put this later, but here we are.
Okay.
Whew. Name one friend that just by continuing to be friends with could have hurt your brand, but you continue to stay friends with and helped become a better person.
Okay. Woo. Hang on. Okay.
We read it again.
Oh my God.
So it's name one friend that just by being friends with could have hurt your brand.
Could have hurt my brand.
But you continue to be friends with that person
and
made a better person.
I made them a better person?
Yes.
Is the person asking the person who I made a better person?
Yes.
Oh. Woo. Okay.
We've made it this far without any scandals and it stops here.
Ho.
Because there's two ways to answer this question.
Okay, hang on.
Right and okay, great, perfect, amazing.
Oh, Fousey. Fousey. Fousey.
Fousey.
Yusuf, yeah.
Yusuf.
Yes. Foosie tube.
You think that's who it is?
Yeah.
Okay.
Foosie been through some scandals. Okay.
And so you think that Foosie is bad for your brand?
Not right now. He isn't.
Oh, but he's been bad for your brand. Could have been.
Could have been, I think. Yeah.
Okay.
I actually feel good about that one too.
I love this game.
Oh my God. The worst part is though, is that like, if the answer to this is not Foosie, then it's like so fucking offensive to Foosie. Oh my God. It's not Foosie, is it? It's not Foosie. Oh shit.
I'm sorry.
Is it not Foosie? It's not Foosie.
No, it's a good guess. It's a good guess. Oh God. This is more okay. Savage. Okay. This is a two-parter.
Whoa.
Question three. It's the third question we asked in a row. We'll see how we edit them together. Have you ever been on a date with someone,
yeah,
a guy, just to find out he had a girlfriend and true, might have actually just been a clout former?
True.
Do you still follow that person on Instagram?
True.
So
it wasn't a date though.
It's a podcast where we talk about stories.
It wasn't a date. It mm-hmm. wasn't a date. So, I'm uncomfortable.
Remember that time that I kept serving the tea about all these things, like, you know, doing horse tranquilizers.
So,
and she said, I don't really have any stories.
Oh my God. That's so funny. Wasn't a date, but was newly single and had gone out and was like, oh shit, this guy's cute. And then the way that we interacted that night was like very flirty. And I was like, oh shit. And
flirty?
What?
Flirty?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then I found out like the next day that he had a girlfriend. And I was like, oh Jesus, fuck, what the hell? And he invited me to lunch with another mutual friend. And I don't want to give more details with the mutual friend because then it'll start piecing things together for people. But so then the three of us hung out.
And then when was that?
Oh, I don't know. Between you and my ex.
Right. So, and you still follow that person on Instagram?
Yeah. It's like a harmless follow though.
Good to know. All right. Oh, who do you think that person is?
Now I'm stressed because I feel like I need to unfollow them now.
Who do you think that? Why would you need to unfollow that person?
This is Lana for sure.
This is Lana. Lana, our dear friend Lana.
Yeah, our dear friend Lana.
Okay.
Actually, no, I still feel good about Lana. Yeah. Okay.
I can't wait for her to rearrange these at the end.
I know. Fuck. Oh, yeah. Okay. Woo!
Oh. No shade, no tea. All right.
I think it's no tea, no shade.
Well, has your friend's makeup ever looked so bad or busted, but you didn't say anything because you didn't want to hurt their feelings? Who?
Whose makeup?
Yep. So has that ever happened? And if it has, who?
The person who I immediately think of, I don't think would. So, okay, wait, hang on. So the person who asked this question, it was their makeup that was busted? Or
no, this individual is simply asking, have you ever had a friend whose makeup was busted and you didn't want to say anything because you wanted their feelings?
Okay, let me think about it. Oh my God, I'm so uncomfortable. Okay, I think that I may be drinking to this one because the thing is that like, I don't know if that person ever came to the realization that their makeup wasn't that good. And as someone whose makeup is so mediocre, I am in no place to call out anyone's lack or their whatever makeup skills. I'm gonna drink to
Sounds
this
like
one.
Sounds like you're drinking.
Yeah, I'm gonna drink to this one. Oh shit. Yeah, I almost don't even want to, make a guess on who asked the question because I think it'll help piece things together on whose makeup I think was busted.
You have to know. You have to guess who would have asked.
Oh, no. If I take the shot, I get to omit that part.
Aw, that's sad. All right, fine.
But you know what? Maybe at the end, depending on the answers.
Yeah, okay.
Also, it is 2 p.m. I'm taking a little mini baby just to warm it up. Oh, do we not even have a chaser up here? God damn.
You got the water right there.
That's not a chaser.
You want Dr. Pepper?
Not particularly.
Well, cheers to you.
I'd like a pineapple juice. Well, that's... You give me a Dr. Pepper.
We don't have one. Oh my God. I can't believe you're killing the shot already.
I'm stressed. Well, that one is almost more shady than like...
Oh, I know. Because it's not even like... Yeah. There's no right or wrong answer. There's just wrong ones.
There's just wrong ones. And also like, I don't know if that person knew that their makeup was busted at the time.
Totally.
And I'm in no place to judge.
Oh. Smooth. I mean...
That is really fucking smooth, actually. Yeah. I didn't even need the Dr. Pepper.
I mean, it's a small mortgage for a house for a bottle, but yeah.
How's the lip gloss? Are we still on?
Okay, so we'll put this over here in the... I didn't answer pile.
I didn't answer. Wow. Oh God, here I am drinking tequila at
You know,
oh, it's not even 2 p.m. It's 1:58.
Had you offered up this information a little bit more freely on previous episodes, we wouldn't have had to do this.
There's the person that I'm thinking of's makeup that's busted is not someone who I think was self-aware that their makeup was a little busted.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
All right.
Proceed.
I don't know about everybody else. I'm having fun.
Yeah. Are you?
Yeah. All right, ready?
I wish I had my Apple Watch on to measure my heart rate right now because I think I'm on the brink of, yeah, maybe a little faster. Yeah. Speed it up. Yeah, thank you.
Like a 13-year-old boy in his house after everyone goes to bed.
Okay.
All right.
Didn't need that.
Have you ever been set up with someone younger?
Fucking Jesus Christ, I know where this is going.
How much younger?
Oh, how much younger?
And what did you think it was going to? I mean, the answer is yes.
The answer is yes. Yeah. 2 years younger.
I got conflicting information.
Oh shit. Maybe it might just be my bad memory. What did you get? 3 years? 1 year? 4 years. 4 years younger?
Give us a story.
I don't think that's correct.
Okay.
I think it was... I firmly believe it was 2 years, but it might have been 3 years.
Okay. So how old were you?
I would have been 21. Wait, hang on. How old am I now? I'm 27. No, I would have been older than that. Hang on. When did I graduate? I would have been 22 when I graduated. So I think I would have been 20. I would have been 22/23.
Mm-hmm. 22.
Okay. It is 22.
You would have been 22.
Yeah, I would have been 22.
And you think he would have been 19 or 18?
He would have been 19.
Okay.
Oh, wait. No. He would have been 20. If it was 2 years or 3 years, I don't know. 19 or 20. It was 19? Was it 19? Okay. Give me the fucking card. It's Danny. I know who this is. God damn it. I'm about to message all my fucking friends after this for dragging me out like this. Oh, shit.
Can you give us a little bit of what happened? Because I got more information here.
Yeah.
So what happened? Did anyone go out of their way? Was there, what kind of date went on?
No, she just set us up.
What was it? What happened? What went on?
Nothing.
She just went.
No, we.
So this is a podcast where people actually come to listen and take their mind. You know how the world's really fucked up?
Yes.
Can we just make light of some situations?
No, my life is a little fucked up right now. Okay. No, she set us up and I was like, yeah, he's cute. And, we went on some dates, hooked up a few times. And you know what the best part is that we were actually both using each other as a distraction from the people that we both liked.
Got it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Honestly, mutual benefit. Don't regret.
Great. Oh, you're fucked.
I'm fucked?
I'm glad that, Are you ready?
How many cards in are we? Are we only 5 cards in? Oh my God.
If you could punch any influencer in the face, who would it be?
Who would it be if I could punch any influencer in the face? Wow. The amount of influence that just came to mind is like shockingly alarming. If there's one influencer I could punch in the face. Huh. Okay. Lots of people come to mind, but no one that I'd want to voice publicly without facing the backlash. So I'm trying to strategically think of someone that would be down to punch. Honestly, the amount of people that came to mind that I would enjoy punching in the face was like alarmingly a lot.
We'll get to one of those that I think is on your list in 5 questions from now.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh. Interesting. Okay. Who do I want to punch in the face? Who do I want to punch in the face?
I like to point out that your friends have never been so excited to participate in anything I've asked them in my entire life.
Yeah, my friends really be just fucking...
I gotta be honest. I probably polled about 30 people.
Yeah.
And like five people just like, oh, I don't really know. Or like, I don't really can't think of anything. And then the other five people like didn't respond because they're, you know, off being famous.
Right.
And then the other 20 were like, I got one. Actually, I got four. Have five. Is this one taken?
Oh my God, yeah. Really?
The amount of times I was like, oh, that's actually, that one's already taken. They're like, oh fuck. Okay.
Oh my God.
How about this?
Wow. I cannot wait to see the spreadsheet of who asked what after this. Okay, so I want to state a name, but I would like the floor to comma but immediately after. Okay.
Your world, just living in it.
Right, okay. Because of the podcast that I was just listening to and the kind of phenomenon that's been built around the boxing ring monetization industry lately, Tana Mojo was like, let me get in the ring for $1 million. Like, if you're in on it together, you can just punch each other in the face and split the money 50-50.
Oh, okay. I thought you were like, you were mad at Tana.
Oh, no, not at all. Tana and I are super friendly. We've always been friendly.
Right.
And I think Tana would be very down to go 50-50 with me in the ring for the monetization.
And you guys could do an OnlyFans cover after.
I'd get in a fucking bikini and punch Tana Mojo in the face for $1 million. Absolutely. Tana, baby, let's go. Call me. Craft Girl has been fucking since episode one of this podcast, and I'm ready.
I have nothing else to say. Great. So who do you think asked that question?
I actually am not sure. I feel like this one is like a little vague. Like, I don't think there's
it could
a specific,
be anybody.
It could be anybody.
Yeah. And when you find out, you'll go, eh, that makes sense. But like, it would be difficult.
Okay.
So leave it as a...
I'm going to put a question mark on this because I really don't know.
Okay, got it.
Also, you have the cutest little chicken scratch writing in the entire world.
My hands getting so tired towards the end. Okay. Oh, fuck. Lauren.
Jeremy.
Is 3 days too soon to sleep with someone after a breakup?
Absolutely the fuck not.
Care to elaborate?
Yeah. I think when you leave a relationship that you have just mentally put yourself through the ringer for, it's like, bitch, you ready to fuck? You ready to get back out there?
Who would have asked that question?
Huh. I'm actually not sure.
It's interesting that they chose the word or the number three. It's as if, you know, because there's two and one, there's four and five.
There's nine, there's 2 weeks.
Yeah, but they chose a specific number.
You know, I would say there's a decently sized handful of my friends though that know that that happens. So like, there's not just like one specific person
who knows
that.
I know that. It's weird that there was a...
Are you trying to confirm or deny that I slept with someone 3 days after my breakup?
Oh, I don't need to confirm or deny it. I'm aware of it.
Oh, great. We'll just leave it at that. I don't know. This could be a handful of people. There's not one specific person that only knows this.
Agreed. Okay. Need a question mark.
I'm going to put a question mark on this.
Oh, this is an easy one.
Okay. Yes. A layup. Thank God.
Yeah. I sprinkled
thank
in a few.
Thank God.
Tell us the importance of those pink lights in your bedroom.
Oh, that's sassy time.
And how do you spell sassy?
Well, it's spelled, to me personally, like when I visualize it, it'd be S-E-S-S-I.
That's what it's in the Philips Hue app?
Yeah.
That's actually how I spelled it.
Oh, yeah. So we put the pink Philips Hue lights on when we have sunny time and we have
coitus,
right? We have a light setting to set the mood. Sassy time.
Love it. Who would have asked that question?
There's a handful of people that know this as well. So yeah. You know what? There's one friend specifically though, that like loves this like characteristic about us though. And I can't put my finger on it. It might be Remy or Mia or Tiff. Honestly, I'm not sure.
Okay.
I'm going to put a question mark on this one too.
Okay.
I think an alarming amount of people know about the pink lights as
right.
well.
We're not actually, you know, for as small of a circle as we keep.
Yeah.
We're not all that secretive with that circle.
Really not.
Yeah.
Not at all.
Yeah.
Not
Are
at
we
all.
Overbearing?
What?
Are we overbearing?
No, I don't think so.
Do you think overbearing people ever think they're overbearing?
Probably not.
Okay. I want to go ahead, just pour the shot.
Pour the shot right
pour
now?
Pour the shot.
Oh my God. I think I need to go get a pineapple juice. Actually, this is fine. It tastes pretty good. Yeah. I mean, define good, but. It's a little baby shot because I'm stressed.
Let me see that shot.
It's a baby.
Okay. That's fine. Camera, go ahead and just zoom in. What boyfriend did your mom not like at all?
The my God. Just the fucking spoiler alert. It's my mom asking the question. Was it my mom that asked this question? I need to know. Please just tell me yes or no. Please, 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 please. I need to know. Desperately. Did Gail ask this question?
I'm not at liberty to discuss.
Okay. Which boyfriend did your mom not like at all? Okay. So my mom has never hated a boyfriend. Let me be very clear.
That's not what it says.
Right. No, but I want to clarify because your information here is wrong.
That it didn't say which boyfriend did your mother hate. Which one did she just not like?
Right. But at all, ... is misleading because there were elements of that person that she...
Oh, so there's a story.
What?
There's a story.
This is a fucking podcast, Jeremy. You've reminded me six times. So no, there was a boyfriend that my mom was not compatible with and didn't think that I was compatible with. And my mom has always been very like backseat when I'm in a relationship. Cause I would say most relationships that didn't work out, she told me afterwards that she was like, yeah, this is when I saw this like falling apart. And I was like, this isn't going to last. Like this is not,
right.
But she would always like keep a backseat and like not influence how I would look at the relationship, which is very respectable. Like I very much appreciate that. Because I feel like every bitch needs to figure that out for themselves. It was Alex. It was Alex. My mom and Alex were not compatible. Just very different people who had different ideas about life and they were not compatible whatsoever.
I'm shocked you answered that question. Okay.
You know what though? Just to give a little more information on this, I saw both sides.
Right.
Being in the middle of it, I did understand both sides of why there was clashing of heads here, why there was butting of heads. I understand where both sides were coming from. 95% of the time.
Okay. And not to, this isn't my podcast to defend you on. This is my podcast to roast you on. That being said, I would go out as far to say that the majority of my adolescent and early adult life, I wouldn't expect to be liked or even remotely respected by your mom either.
Right. Like had you and I dated when you were 21.
21, 22. Yeah. I certainly wouldn't expect to be liked or respected by her because of my actions, not her.
I
would go so far to say it, that I would be embarrassed to have her know me during that stage in my life and compared to now.
Right. That's a good answer. Yeah.
That was my last.
Who asked this question?
That's tough.
I almost feel like it was my mom. My mom would do me like that. I think for the sake of the podcast entertainment, she understands the value of a good,
Okay. So I'm glad that shot's still there.
Oh, thank God. You know what? I only have two left and yeah, we've only answered 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. So we're almost at the halfway point. I feel good about having two shots left, especially if the last question is for sure not going to either be answered on the pod. We're going to cut it completely or I take a shot towards it.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
What's the company you think is doing creators the dirtiest right now? Like I said, these are getting harder. You should not have taken a shot already.
What did I? Oh, is the makeup one? No, I still feel confident in that. That's not a question that I want to answer publicly. What's the company you think is doing creators the dirtiest right now? Fucking shit. I mean, they doing me a little dirty right now. So I'm going to go ahead and not answer this question.
That's fair.
I'm trying to think of who would ask this.
Are you going to take your shot?
Yeah, I am.
Okay.
I also want to put down a name here.
Let me see.
I think it's Kyle Coons.
Okay. That's a good guess.
Yeah.
That is a good guess.
Is it accurate? I can't wait to find out. Actually, don't answer that.
Yeah, I wasn't going to.
Oh my God. The rest of the day after this is a wash.
It's a wash.
Like, I hope you don't expect me to cook dinner for us tonight.
We are using a food delivery app that I wish would sponsor this podcast because we are your number one customers. All right.
That was a little less enjoyable that time. How's the lip gloss?
All right. I remember I sprinkled in a few layups for you along the way.
Thank God. Okay. We're halfway at the halfway point. Fuck.
On a Friday night in high school.
Okay.
Were you more likely to go out drinking or stay in and play COD Zombies?
This is fucking tat. I know exactly who asked this question. I would say there was a period in my life for both where both were able to happen. Tat and I really stayed in and watched a lot of Friday Night Lights and played a lot of COD and shot down a lot of zombies. Give me that card. That's Tat. What's up, Tat?
Oh my God. Are you ready?
I think we should slow down the speed of the questions because I'm concerned about the frequency of the shots, the alcohol consumption at a 2 p.m. right now. Woo! I feel like after you eat dinner, it's like you've got three meals of carb loading in you to protect your stomach. Totally. And so I would just love to like just keep chatting a little more.
My favorite part is for the people that watch this right when it comes out on their way to work at like 7 or 8 in the morning.
Right.
Are going to be listening.
To me getting fucked up at 2 p.m. on a Sunday afternoon.
You ready?
Yeah. No, maybe not. No, no.
Who would win in a fight?
Oh, okay.
You?
Yeah.
Or Kirsten? For those who don't know, Kirsten is my ex-girlfriend, fiance, the last relationship.
Here's the thing, is that I think...
Camera, you're in focus? Okay,
yeah,
go ahead.
Yeah, yeah. I actually don't feel confidently about either option. One, because I don't know her whatsoever. I don't know where her fitness levels are at. I think she's shorter than me.
She is shorter than you.
By how many inches?
She's 5'3".
Okay, well, it's only 2 inches different. I did box for 1.5 years. So I think that I would have a leg up in that area, but I think she's like a little scrappier than I am.
She's definitely tougher than you are.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, I think if I were to get punched in the face once, I would be really like not trying to get punched in the face again, but I'm like a pretty athletic individual.
You are.
And I think that I would be faster and more skilled in the actual fighting, but that's not to say that like she wouldn't rip my weave out. Like, I don't know. I want to know who the fuck asked this question because I will be messaging them after.
So you called Tana out to fight.
Yeah.
But you don't want to fight my ex-fiance.
I just don't think that that's productive for anyone.
I don't think it'd be as profitable either.
Yeah, I think Tana and
some fans would love to watch it. Don't get me wrong. I think a finite amount of people would be very excited about it.
Right.
I think you'd get more mass appeal with Tana.
Yeah, I think so too. Also, Tana and I both in like bikinis. Like I obviously don't have as many assets to show off as Tana does, but I think that the profitability there is much higher and I'm in it for the revenue.
Okay, got it.
Yeah.
You know, and I think Tana's shit talking promo leading up to the event would be phenomenal.
I agree.
Yeah.
I agree. Who the fuck asked this?
So did you answer the question or?
I think we both have a fair fight in it.
Okay.
Like I think if people were to put money on it, they would go 50-50.
Okay. Got it.
Who the fuck asked this question?
Who do you think?
I really don't know.
You need a question mark it?
Yeah, okay. I think so.
All right.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's JUVEDERM.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history to severe allergic reactions, or if you are allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or take medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Are you ready?
My face is starting to feel warm.
I got a layup for you.
Okay, thank God.
This is going to... The old school Lore DIY fans are going to appreciate this one.
Okay.
What is the most important part of a stuffy?
Wow, this is a really well-rounded range of questions. The most important part is the fact that they have no neck. This is a Try Guys question. I think this is Zach.
Okay. And I don't mean to cause any controversy.
Yeah.
That's not the answer that I was given.
Oh, what's the most important part of a stuffy?
Yeah. I'm not going to answer it. I'll tell you afterwards, but that's not the answer that I was given.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh. So here's the backstory to this, is that like, I love plushies that have no neck. So it's just like one large body that has like flippers, arms, paws, whatever, and then a face on it. And this preference of mine was controversial in the Try Guys make it sew a stuffed animal because I was a judge and I chose Ned's chicken noodle plushie who had no neck. And Zach made a really fucking scary little doll thing called Ugly Keith. And I think he's still a little resentful that I didn't vote for his stuffed animal in the video.
There's more history to this question than I anticipated.
Okay, so okay. It wasn't Zach. Got it.
All right, you ready?
Yeah.
And pay very close attention to the way that this question is worded because okay. It is very much intentional.
Also, I just want to state now that I feel like my chest getting pink?
No.
I think that I sometimes get a little bit of Asian glow, but it's mostly here.
We'll color it later.
Okay.
Okay? And by right. We, I mean you'll color it later.
Right. I was going to say.
How was, air quotes, trine anal for the first time? Which is a fun fact, ladies and gentlemen, because we're all about to hear about this story for the first time.
Oh my fucking God.
You know this story. Walk me through how I know this story.
I've told you this story before. So the person that I was with that was trying to convince me to do anal. I'm going to mark this as a podcast that my parents cannot listen to as of right now.
And so
this question was the tipping point.
For the person doing closed captions, this is Lore DIY, craft girl, DIY queen. She's the one speaking right now. Go ahead.
Right. I want to be very clear. There has not been a penis near my butthole ever.
Okay.
And I want to be very clear about that because I personally, it's not for me.
Once again, your friend said, how was trying
anal for
the first time?
So the guy that I was hooking up with was trying to convince me to do anal.
Got it. Sounds like every dude ever.
Right. Literally, that's what I'm saying. It's like, could be anyone that I've hooked up with. And they were like, come on, like, it's not that bad. Like, look, you can put a finger up my butt and to show you that it's not that bad.
I do remember this story.
Yeah. See, I knew. Yeah. This is not a story that you forget. And I was like, okay. And so I put a finger up his butt. And this is completely like the best part of this scenario in the story is that it was in a very non-sexual way. Like it was broad daylight. And I was like, okay. And so then I put a finger up his butt and I was like, okay, like it's in your butt. He was like, okay, your turn. And I was like, I can't do it. And so the day ended.
So you've fingered a butthole before?
Well, like technically, yes. But it was like, it like entered and then I was like, yeah, I'm good on this. And then that was the end of it. Woo! I also am not entirely sure who asked that question. I'm not confident whatsoever. I'm going to put a question mark because I'm not entirely sure. LOL trying. Fucking dicks. How many more questions do we have?
We're getting towards the end. 1, 2, 3, 4. I think you've paced yourself well.
Okay, good. Good. Yeah. Good to know. Holy shit.
Yeah.
This is the worst podcast episode we've ever recorded.
This is the best podcast.
Very stressed.
Do not let this flop, ladies and gentlemen. Okay. All right, wild ones. Do you ever secretly believe that having an HBO show makes you a little better than most people on YouTube?
No, not at all. Here's the thing though, is that I will say that it looks good on paper. It looks good on paper and it looks good as like a title to be like, oh, I was host and executive producer of an HBO Max show. I think that looks good. But like, I think in a YouTuber sense, I have the most severe imposter syndrome than any, like compared to any other YouTuber, like of the people who might be at like quote unquote my success level.
Sure.
I feel like I am so much more below all of them.
I will confirm all of that. I'm constantly telling you to leverage just how amazing you are.
Right, right, right. And I have imposter syndrome and think that I'm a worthless piece of shit. So false. Is it true or false?
Do you ever? Yeah.
True or false? Yeah. It's a no. It's a false.
Okay. And who do you think asked that question?
I'm actually not sure. I mean, it's public information that I have an HBO show. So like, I genuinely don't know.
Sure. Okay.
Wow. There's really only been like a couple questions that like I confidently was like, oh, this is, I know exactly who this is.
Yeah. You ready?
No, can we slow down the pace?
This one's going to hurt because this is, well, we'll find out.
Okay.
If you had to tell Jeremy the truth about his taste in dogs, what would you say?
If I had to tell you the truth about your taste in dogs?
That's what your friend, with information that they have, thinks it's important that you answer.
Oh, I think you just want something wolfy, like wolf-like. I don't know what they were trying to get at. Like, I'm not sure what like level of dirt they were trying to get at, but I think that you like very like majestic, like sturdy wolf-like breeds. Like we always share photos of like Dobermans and Huskies and German Shepherds and like the more like eloquent looking dogs. And I like the derpy dogs.
Back to the no neck thing.
And like, right. I love like Sharpays and I love Staffies. I love Pipples and I love Bull Terrier is fucking obviously like a moose, like very king of derp, but I don't know what they're trying to get at there.
Okay. I didn't know either.
Yeah. Interesting.
And who do you think would have asked that question?
I have no idea.
Okay.
I have no idea. There's a lot of question marks over here.
Oh my God. And it's the last one that's. Okay, you ready?
I hate knowing that I technically have no more shots left.
Right, but you have one?
But I have one, but yeah. Technically I don't. You know what I mean? Like, it's like a, okay.
Talk about the time a photo shoot ended not how you thought it would.
Talk about a photo shoot that thought that it wouldn't end like I thought it would?
Talk about the time a photo shoot ended not the way you thought it would.
Oh, fucking shit. I met a photographer when I was single and, after we shot, he texted me to get me the photos.
Right.
And I was like, you know what? Fuck it. I'm newly single. This guy is cute. I'm gonna shoot my shot. And, I successfully shot my shot.
Shot your shot?
Yeah. We fucked is what I'm going to say. Yeah. But it wasn't that night. It was actually the next day. So like it was within a 48-hour window. Oh wait, no. Was it within a 48-hour window? No, it was. Wait. Yeah, it was. It was within a 48-hour window. Wait, is that right? Might've been 3 or 4 days. I can't remember. Anyways, I got his number through him texting me the photos. And then I continued on the conversation with the intent of hooking up.
Of coitus. Yeah.
And, it was successful.
Who would have asked that question?
All of my closest friends know about this, so I'm not entirely sure.
Okay.
Yeah. I really don't have any secrets with all my friends. You know what? I feel though as if it's much less stressful that all of my closest friends know all my secrets because then like if just say Mia knew something and Remy didn't and Mia had asked the question, Remy'd be like, why the fuck didn't you tell me that? You know what I mean? Like,
totally.
It's
an
just
unproblematic queen.
An unproblematic, non-secret keeping queen.
What was the real reason you didn't last long on Escape the Night season 2?
Oh, what was the real reason? Oh, I had a shoot to go to the next day. Yeah, I was killed off.
Who would have asked that question?
I think Daniel. Wait, hang on. I want to talk about this. Yeah, so I, and this was the most like, one of the most like overworked moments of my life, I feel like. So Escape the Night shoots overnight. And so I think I got there at like 5 p.m. You shoot throughout the night. I left at 4 a.m. after I had died in episode 2, I think it was. And then I went home, slept for an hour and a half, got ready to be at a shoot for 6:30, and then shot that entire day for like a brand deal campaign. But even though it was like strategic to kill me off because I had to be somewhere else, they were so nice in accommodating me so that I could still be a part of the shoot because I really wanted to be there. But then when we were doing the actual challenge, like I couldn't actually fucking figure it out. Like there was like a keypad that we were supposed to be like figuring out this like math equation. And I was like, oh my God, like I'm actually stupid. Like I can't figure this out. So then I really did die. Like there was no acting on that part. Like I really did die.
Okay.
Yeah.
Tea has been served.
Tea has been served. That's okay. 100% Daniel.
You mentioned never wanting to have a relationship that was public after your last breakup.
Mm-hmm.
What happened to that, bruh?
Bruh. I'm trying to think of who my friends would say fucking bruh. I'm really not sure. I think here's the real tea, is that I think there's a very big difference between having a relationship that is publicly showcased in a daily vlog, because I think that creates a false narrative. Whether you're being intentional or not about it, I think it creates a narrative that everything is picture perfect. Because, I mean, we've talked about this before, it just naturally happens when you're showcasing like the best moments, the cutest moments, the funniest moments, and it creates this illusion of a perfect relationship, which isn't healthy for the audience to like build this construct that like a perfect relationship exists.
Right.
And then it's also unhealthy for the couple because like you're fighting off camera, you're having a normal relationship off camera. And so I made a vow to myself that like, I would never do that again. But I think there's a difference between that and having like, if we were to break up tomorrow, I would never regret doing the podcast. I think the conversations that we have are not only productive for our relationship and to like learn more about each other, but it's also productive for other people to like normalize like fighting in relationships, being open about sex and mental health. And I think what we're doing here together is something that's much more positive and productive. And I would still feel good about if we broke up tomorrow.
Wow.
Ladies and gentlemen, that is the motherfucking tea.
I have nothing to add value to that. That was phenomenal.
Yeah. And I think also too, like even like you popping in for 10 seconds in a 15-minute vlog once a week is like, you are naturally a part of my life. So it would be more weird to exclude you from that.
You'd almost have to create a narrative that didn't include me,
right,
which would be fabricated.
Right. Which is fake. So it's like, I think, you know, like on my journey of having this vlog channel and being more authentic and just like no filter, if you walk through the shot, I'm not going to pretend that you don't exist.
Right.
And so we're just not doing what I had done in the past.
Okay.
And there
great
it is,
answer.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Last question.
This is the last question?
Last question.
Shut the fuck up.
Last question.
Oh my God. Thank God. Oh my God. I'm also still concerned that I've taken like three, even I just like, I'm not a shot. I haven't taken shots since the last Truth or Drink video. And that knocked me out for about 2 hours in like the middle of the evening.
Right. Well, I have good news for you.
Okay. Yeah. What is it?
I asked this person on Wednesday.
Okay.
Didn't response. Got one on Thursday. Got a response. Or no, I asked him Thursday, Friday, whatever. Didn't really get a response. And then again and again and again. And this is what they came up with.
Okay.
I asked this person, asked this question for Lauren, blah, blah, blah. Same prompt I give everybody.
Okay.
Their response. Okay. Let me take a moment to think. Okay, wait. No, sorry. A bitch is way too high right now.
Oh, okay. This is, okay. Yeah.
One
yeah.
day later.
This is Mia.
I can't think of anything. Fuck. That's it.
Oh my God. I can't think of anything. Okay. So let me see. This is either Mia or...
Aren't you glad I psyched you up for it so you answer more questions?
Yeah. No, you're right. Because I saved that last shot. Yeah. You know what though? I don't know if there would have been one in there that I wouldn't have answered had I not known.
We'll never know.
Oh my God. Okay. I think this is Mia. Just
all right.
The way...
Tally him up.
Just yep. The way that she said...
I'm going to guess for everyone.
I think a bitch... I think a bitch is too high right now. I think this is Mia. Okay. I have no changes.
No changes.
No changes.
No. And you don't want any guesses for the ones you put question marks on?
Okay. Let me see. Hang on. Stand by. Please stand. Okay. The Fousey one I feel like is wrong. Scott Fisher is that's for sure. Right. Lana. I think that's also right. Danny. That's for sure. Right. If you could punch any influencer in the face, who would it be? This feels like something that Tiff might ask. She's a little scrappy. Maybe Tiff. Because I didn't narrow down one that had Remy on it either. Okay, Mia, you never want to be in a relationship, public or relationship again. I don't know who the fuck asked that. Daniel, escape the night. I feel confident about that. Talk about the time a photo shoot ended, not how you thought it would. I don't know who that is either. Okay, if you had to tell Jeremy the truth about sucks, do you secretly believe having APU? Oh, you know what? Maybe Zach for this one too. We were just talking about something similar. I'm gonna put Remy down for the trying anal for the first time. You know what? That's probably the one I wouldn't have answered had I known that I had an extra shot. Okay, the rest I don't know. The rest I don't know.
All right, you ready?
Yeah.
You read me the question and the answer, and I'll tell you if you're right or not.
Okay. Will you tell me the person who asked the question?
Yeah.
Okay. Because they're all on my lap right now and they're not in order. Okay. Is 3 days too soon to sleep with someone after a breakup? Who the fuck asked that?
JP.
Wow. I'm surprised that he actually remembers that. Huh. Motherfucker. JP, you know JP, you're getting a text JP. After that. Okay.
Next.
What is the most important part of a stuffy?
Your mom.
And she, what did she say?
She said the nose.
Oh, you know why she said the nose? Is because I had this stuffed animal who had a velvet nose and I rubbed all the velvet off as a child because I was so obsessed with like rubbing the nose. I think that's probably actually a sign of early OCD that I did not diagnose.
No, that's okay. and she had a couple backup ones. Her second question that I almost used was,
okay.
And it was too, there's too many options for it.
Wait, hang on. But this means that she didn't ask who my mom didn't like as a boyfriend. That's funny. Okay, go ahead.
The next one was name a time that your parents said no and you were were inevitably thankful for it. And she named, is there anything that comes to mind?
Said no. Huh. My parents didn't really say no that often.
Right.
Well, also because if I wanted to dye my hair purple when I was like in grade 5, she'd be like, okay, let's do it semi-permanent. And then we'd still do it.
Right.
No, what was her example?
I guess there was some time that everyone wanted to stay at a hotel somewhere.
Oh my God. Yes, it was disgusting. It was so seedy.
She was like, she's going to hate this. And so they came and picked you up and it turned out to be a good thing.
Yeah. Oh my God. Niagara Falls has some like real seedy hotels and like you can rent a hotel room to like have a party in. This is, wow, this seems like so foreign because like COVID now, but like you would rent a hotel room to have a party and then some people would like crash and stay over. And I wanted to stay over obviously because like my boyfriend was there at the time and I was like, this will be so fun.
You're trying to get it in.
And well, no, because it was like one hotel room. It was more just like stay the night. And no. I didn't really know his
friends must not have been
that
like my
well.
Friends.
It was like, yeah, but I mean, wanted
yeah,
to like-
no, same.
Yeah, totally. Yeah, she's totally right. And then I came home and I was so grateful to sleep in my own bed that did not have bed bugs in it.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, she's right. Okay.
I love when they're starting to fall apart already.
Who the fuck asked if I wanted to fight Kirsten or not?
Guap.
Fucking Guap. I knew it. Little piece of shit.
That one's on my side.
That's Jeremy's best friend.
So I'll give you the backstory on this. Guap, a buddy of mine that I used to live and we used to live in the same complex with. It was one of the things where like I met him at the same time as with my ex and they were we traveled with them. We flew to Asia with them. We were very close friends. He and his wife and me and my ex and it went for years. And it's one of those where like, it's too close of a relationship for people to pick sides at the end of it. It's too close. Because
also, too, if you met him at the same time, it's like he's both of your friends.
Right, exactly. Yeah. Well, I met him first. That's fine. Okay. Anyway, point is, he always is stirring the pot with that shit. I think that's too funny.
I was thinking, I was like, this is not someone on my side.
Yeah.
This makes so much sense.
My buddy Eddie.
Yep. Fucking Guap. Okay.
All right.
On a Friday night with the COD and the zombies, this is for sure Tat.
That's Tat.
Yeah, that's Tat.
That's
okay.
Tat.
So I got this one. Is this my first one that was right? Oh my God, I think it is. Yeah, okay. Wow, yikes. Okay.
I said you were gonna get 12 out of 20? My God, it's wrong.
Yeah, Jesus Christ. What's the company you think is doing creators the dirtiest right now? Is this Calcoons?
That's Calcoons.
I knew it. Oh, I knew it. Because I text him every time I need to vent about this company and that's funny.
That's Calcoons, yep.
LOL, okay.
He asked that and I was like, oh.
Literally. I love like the most obscure questions for the ones that I took a drink to, like the makeup one and who's the company that's doing the dirtiest.
Woo! Yeah, and that's over here in case you wanted to.
Oh, yeah, I do want to know that one.
Yeah.
Yeah, so who of your friends' makeup ever looked a little busted, but you didn't say anything to hurt their feelings?
Do you have a guess or no?
Was it Remy?
No.
Oh, who was it?
Oh, was it Remy? Oh, Manny.
Oh, well, that makes more sense. I wonder if he actually had someone in mind because he's a makeup guru. Yeah. Huh.
Manny.
Okay, Manny. I fucking see you.
That was funny.
I see you. I don't even think he knows the person I was thinking about.
I'm sure he wasn't, but he, yeah, but it was funny regardless.
Stirring the pot, bitch, you made me drink.
I know. Well, what's funny is I texted James Charles first and I don't have his new number. I only have his old one.
Oh.
But I was like, this is a perfect question that could have come from either of them.
Right. Because they're experts. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Who the fuck?
Also, James, what's your new number? God.
Oh, I have it. I'll give it to you after.
Could you give it to me now? That'll make the things go way higher.
Who the fuck asked who my mom didn't like?
The only person that's on payroll.
Who?
Kate.
Oh my God, my assistant. Oh my God, that's so funny.
Kate, who's been there through thick and thin.
She really has.
She knows
been.
Everything about it.
Yeah, she was here before you were here.
I know. She way predates me.
Yeah. Oh my God, that's so funny. Stirring the pot, Kate. Oh my God. Uh-huh.
That was good.
Woo! Okay. Tell us the most important. Oh no. What?
Oh. And to be fair, she was one of the ones that was like, talk about the time you were single and you went back to Toronto for a photo shoot. And I was like, nah, it's already taken. Everyone actually wanted to hear about that.
That's so funny. Well, that was probably the most like, not like scandy things that I did, but like, I was like, I know what I want and I'm going to make it happen. And it's happening now. Like there was intent there. Okay.
I'm proud of you.
Thank you so much. Who asked about the importance of the pink lights in our bedroom?
Tiff.
Oh, is it Tiff? Oh, you know, is it Tiff that always jokes about that?
Yeah, I think it's Tiff.
Yeah, I was going to say, there's someone who thinks this is really funny and always, wow, I'm getting none of these. Okay, how was trying anal for the first time?
Your stylist, Brandon. Brandon.
Oh my God. Oh, that's so funny. Yeah, he definitely knows that story. Okay, Brandon, motherfucker. Next question.
Brandon knows everything.
Brandon knows everything. Brandon he knows really everything. Does. Even if I haven't told him something, Brandon knows.
I'm scared of the gossip that Brandon has heard about me that's not even true.
Right.
But like, I'm sure he knows.
Oh, yeah. Brandon knows everything. Okay. Do you ever secretly, the HBO show one.
Zach Kornfeld.
Oh, that's so funny. That was my second guest for Zach.
Zach.
We just had a similar conversation. There's this app called Clubhouse where it's like entrepreneurs and business and people and shit that like
Lauren is fucking obsessed,
obsessed
with Clubhouse.
I'm obsessed with Clubhouse. It feels like a podcast that's more productive because you can choose the topic you're listening to and there's actual experts. What do you mean?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, okay, well, sometimes there's fucking not. But for example, like I was in a room that had Mr. Beast and Logan Paul talking about YouTube stuff.
But like you just named two of the biggest names in the world. Like that's not the case most of the time.
But like where else has that happened where they're like, they're conversing and you can listen. And also like I was on stage as well to like speak and like, again, imposter syndrome. Like I do not deserve to be in that room.
Yeah, you do.
But okay, well, imposter syndrome says, no, I don't deserve that. But like, it's so interesting. But anyway.
Below the age of 30, who has multiple businesses that are making millions of dollars a year, there are multiple platforms that are begging Vine and putting massive dollars amount just to get your attention because they know that you're a businesswoman that shows up and can make a great product. That's something to be very, very proud of.
You're making me uncomfortable.
You should be very proud of everything.
I am
and
you've proud.
You've somehow done all of that and remained humble.
Insecure is what you meant, right? No, but so anyways, Zach and I were talking about how like when you have to write your own profile description, you kind of have to be a douchebag and like list out some of your accomplishments. And that's like hard to do for some people. And so we're like, yeah, it feels fucking douchey, but it like sucks that people won't give you the time of day unless you have some like credibility.
And it's very, as someone who like everyone has to fucking redo their resume to get a new job every time. So it's like every 3 or 4 years, I'm over here rewriting like the book on what I did. I feel douchier and the more names you throw around.
Right. And like douchier. Titles.
But at the same time, it's like, well, how else do you say that you did deals with massive conglomerate companies in Asia, in Abu Dhabi and all these places? It's like, you sound douchey, but that's the only way people can be like, oh, well, he's kind of done some stuff.
Right. Yeah, totally. No. It's something that I think is necessary, but it just like, it feels a little douchey at the time.
Masturbatory.
Yeah. You mentioned never wanting to have a relationship that was public. What happened now? Bruh.
Who do you think?
I'm trying to think. I feel like if Guap hadn't been said already, Guap is my only friend, I feel like, that says bruh incessantly.
I assure you, he doesn't remember back to that point.
Yeah,
or care.
Yeah. Bruh. Oh, maybe Matt?
One of the best animators in the world.
Swoozy.
Oh,
motherfucker. Oh, goddamn.
So he's like, I don't want to serve this tea. I don't want to be the shady. I wouldn't be the shady. I don't want to be the shady. I want to be very clear.
But I'm going to be shady.
But since we're being shady, you know, it's like, that's great.
Fucking Swoozy. God, yep. I love Swoozy so much. Okay. Yeah. Well, he says bro a lot too. That makes more sense.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay. Okay. If you had to tell Jeremy the truth about, oh yeah, the dogs. Who was this?
Kelsey Dara.
Kelsey. We did have a conversation where I was like, Jeremy doesn't like the meatheads, because Kelsey Dara and I love meathead meatball brick of a dog.
Right.
Like a Staffy, Pitbull, Bull Terrier type breed. And Jeremy doesn't vibe with that as much as we do.
I'm sorry, have you seen me with Moose? He is a meatball.
For sure. But like when I'm on Instagram on the Explore page, my Explore page is just meatball dogs. And your Explore page is like elegant, regal huskies and German
Shepherds.
I thought
your page was filled with people that you went on weird dates with and followed for 2 years.
Okay. Well, that felt personal, and it was personal. And so I got to go. Oh shit. That's funny. Yeah, that makes sense. That lines up.
Okay.
Okay, the photo shoot one. Who asked that? Who the motherfucker that asked that question?
The very first person that I asked a question for.
Really?
Remy Cruz.
Motherfucker, Remy! Bitch, I'm gonna make you and Alicia do this on Pretty Basic, and I'm gonna hang you up to dry, bitch. Okay, what was the real reason you didn't last long on Escape the Night season 2? Daniel, I knew it. Okay, oh my God, that's my third one. That Daniel was right. Okay. I feel confident about this one. You ever been with someone younger? How much younger? Is that Danny?
It's Danny.
I knew it.
And
her
numbers were definitely a little bit different. And also apparently she took a mega bus at some point to make sure things were okay. Like she did some ridiculous inconvenience for herself to make sure this thing happened.
Huh?
Yeah.
I can't piece together
well,
that.
Well, when you text her about it.
Yeah, Mama texted her about it. Wow. Yeah. I can't wait to text all these bitches about these questions. Okay, let me take a moment to think. A bitch is too high right now. One day later, I don't think of anything. Is it Mia?
That's Mia.
I knew it. I
was
it.
So disappointed.
You know
in
what?
Her.
It's so funny because like Mia knows me the best out of probably anyone in these cards.
Like, Mia, yeah. What the fuck?
But like she knows me so well that it was probably overwhelming to choose something.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah, that's Mia. 100% Mia. Okay, yeah. Wow. Okay, that's 5 correct. Okay. Okay, who's the problematic friend that would have been like who could have hurt my brand? But I made them a better person.
Foozy.
Bitch, I knew it.
I'm gonna have to act on this one.
Oh my
yeah.
God, wow, that was a fucking Oscar award winning performance, babe. You did a great job.
Just selling.
Yeah, well, you know what? I have, Foozy and I have been through a lot and we've stuck by each other through thick and thin. You know, sometimes our friendship has been very dynamic for the last, I don't know, 6 or 7 years. We've been friends forever and, I feel like we come and go from each other's lives, but we've definitely stuck together.
I can tell Fousey is someone that needs more tough love than
100%.
His like tertiary 100%.
Friends
are giving him.
Yeah.
And it sounds like you've been someone that has not.
I don't filter shit out with Fousey. If I think he needs to hear something,
right.
I know that he can handle it and he knows that I will tell him to it.
Yeah,
like
but I think what's great about what you've done is that I think he would agree that you've known that he could handle it at times when I think he wouldn't even admit that he could handle it. And that's really wise.
Maybe. LOL, Foozy. Love ya.
That's Foozy.
That's funny. Okay. Have you ever been on a date with a dude just to find out he had a girlfriend? That's Lana, right?
That's Lana.
And
what's funny about it is the second part of that question.
Yeah.
I went to look at it and I was like, wait, what was this dude's name? And I looked at Instagram and I saw you were still following. I was like, oh, I'm gonna tack this thing on.
So
I'm
you added that question?
I'm gonna fucking tack that on.
Bitch. Oh my God.
I was like, that's what's gonna make it funny.
Well, clout farmer. That's so funny. I don't think he had any bad intentions because I also just heard afterwards, like later on, that he's just like a flirty dude and people like were like, oh, I don't know if his girlfriend knows that he like kind of has this air to him. And maybe he's just like a charismatic dude because we talked about, I think last episode, that like sometimes you used to come off as more flirty than you intended, but it was out of good intentions.
Sure. And was there any physical touch involved in that?
He definitely held my hand like the entire night.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. But I just want to say when that happened, I didn't know he had a girlfriend.
Right. But you said you didn't know if he had any ill intentions.
So I guess that doesn't line up. Okay. Well, you know, just trying to give him the benefit of the doubt. Okay. Here we go. If you could punch any influence in the face, who would it be? Is it Tiff?
No. We already had Tiff.
That's right. We already had Choose the Lights. Who was this?
Kyle Hanagami. Choreographer for the Stars.
And you know what? That's more violent than I would think that would come from Kyle. Yeah.
That's so funny. Yeah.
That's so funny.
Yeah, he was funny.
Okay, true or false. Have you ever responded to someone you were doing business with that you BRB pooping? It's Scott Fisher.
Scott Fisher. I texted him like on Thursday. I was like, I have a very important favor for you. And he goes, oh my God, I can't wait.
Oh my God.
And actually his immediate response was, is it to get Lauren off Clubhouse? was like, good luck.
Okay, let's see. How many got right? So, okay, one. Oh, wait, no. This was the Kyle one. I didn't get this right. Okay, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven. Yikes. Woo. Yikes, boom. Yikes. Wow, that was, I'm sweating. Like, I feel like I need to go either reapply deodorant or maybe just take a full-on body shower because this was a lot.
If you had to choose, do you want Triller, Showtime, HBO Sports, ESPN? Who do you want to promote the boxing match with you and Tana?
Ooh.
Or maybe it's the first boxing match on OnlyFans.
Yeah, maybe. I love that. Wait, hang on. Going back. Oh, the makeup question we knew. And then who was the other one I didn't answer? Oh, Kate. Right. Okay, just kidding.
And so a couple people that I asked that like...
Yeah, who ghosted you?
Well, I won't say who ghosted me. That's
okay,
me.
Okay. Let me see the list after. I'm going to text them. Yeah, what the fuck?
Matt Enriquez couldn't come up with anything. Jimmy Wong just forgot.
Okay.
Because I love this idea. I was like, great, what do you got?
Yeah. Silence.
Jimmy.
Yeah, he's newly engaged. They just bought a house. Yeah, he's got shit to do.
Garrett from Sweet Boys didn't.
He's so nice.
Actually, it's so funny. I texted him. I was like, Garrett, this is Jeremy, better known as Lordy Eyes, why I was boyfriend. I did just steal your number out of her phone.
Oh my God.
So apologies in advance for the invasion of privacy across the board. Cause like, he's the only one that I didn't actually know.
Right.
Yeah. Like I know you guys are close enough that I was like, oh, I can
still
listen.
Well, Garrett and I are like new friends. Right. And because of like the circumstances of COVID, like we haven't really been able to like hang out physically, but we've been talking frequently.
Right. So he didn't have one for you. He's like, I can't do it justice.
No. He's too nice. And also like our friendship has not gone into the area where like he knows the TT of my past.
I only had James's old number.
Okay.
And the guy that does all of my accounts at work, Sky.
He
purposefully said, because he asked me, he's like, oh, this is funny. Yeah. He goes, send me a few examples of what other people are asking. And I sent a couple of the fire ones. He goes, oh, I'm not going to do that.
Oh my God.
I don't want to participate.
Yeah. I mean, I get that. Sky, it's okay. I forgive you. Yeah. Actually, I thank you. I thank you for bailing out. Well, okay. So I answered, like, I did not omit, like, no, going into the edit now, like, I can confirm that we will not omit a single question from here.
I'm happy.
Yeah. I feel good about that.
I feel like there was definitely more tea served.
Oh my God. This was the most tea-filled podcast that we've ever done on my side for sure. Oh my God.
It's about fucking time.
You know what though? A lot of those stories just like haven't come up because like there's a lot of them that I wouldn't hesitate to tell, but like there just hasn't been the time and place. And then you put me on a stage to give me the time and place, and the time is now and the place is here. Oh my God. Can't believe I made it through that.
Just a quick update on things. Lauren, a little bit more of a savage than she lets on sometimes.
Okay.
And I'm proud of you for handling both of those with grace.
You know what? I feel like I probably will have a nap later on, but like, this day is not a wash.
Right. No, I think you're more like, all right.
Yeah. I also feel like too, when your adrenaline is really high, you kind of like power through alcohol.
Right.
And you feel it less.
Right.
I don't know. Maybe that's just me.
Okay. Well, listen, I'm proud.
Oh God.
Hit the fucking subscribe button.
Yeah.
Please.
For the sake of my ego.
Please.
Oh my God.
We appreciate everybody. Thank you so much for hopping on a Jeremy produced episode of Wild Till Fucking Nine.
Oh my God. Do I get to put you in the hot seat?
You've put me in the fucking hot seat every episode. I guess. All I do is just sit and just spew dumb shit out of my mouth.
You just have more life experience of dumb shit than I do. No,
okay. Whatever. More people have just experienced it. So I can't bullshit it. I'm like, okay, well, that's a fact. Can't run around that.
Right. Someone was there for that.
Right. Yeah. Well, anyway, until next week.
Bye.
See y'all.
If you thought the only way to get a more defined jawline with natural-looking results was through surgery, think again. Juvederm Volux XC is a non-surgical injectable gel filler that improves moderate to severe loss of jawline definition and can help you achieve natural-looking results with little downtime. Even better, this improved definition lasts up to 1 year with optimal treatment, no maintenance required. Improve jawline definition for a smooth, sculpted look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.